Welcome back to the Mets Verizon post-game show. Rich Ackerman with you, and it's time for the highlights of the game. And after losing game one, 9-0, and managing only three hits, the Mets desperately needed something to leave L.A. on a high note. And they were going up against a Dodger pitching staff that had not allowed a run in 33 consecutive innings. Ryan Brazier started what was a bullpen game for the Dodgers, and the streak didn't last very long. Francisco Lindor stepped in to lead off and came through with a hit that the Mets desperately needed and our smash of the game.
And the 2-2 to Lindor, swinging a high fly ball, well hit to right. Betts going back, this might go, and it is gone, a home run! Francisco Lindor just pulled a Lenny Dykstra as he leads off a game in the postseason with a home run, and the Mets take an instant 1-0 lead.
Lenny Dykstra, of course, led off game three of the 1986 World Series when the Mets desperately needed a lift, and Dykstra provided it there. Lindor certainly did the same this afternoon in L.A. The smash of the game brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. The Mets had just three hits last night. None were for extra bases, and the Mets MVP came through with another big hit when his team needed it, crushing the eighth pitch of the at-bat to give the Mets the lead immediately, but that's all they'd get in the first. Manaea took the mound with the early cushion and started impressively with back-to-back strikeouts of Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts. He walked Teoscar Hernandez with two outs, but got Freddie Freeman to fly out after he had an impressive game one. Brazier worked only the first. Next up, Landon Knack, and he met trouble immediately. Starling Marte singled to start off the inning, and then Jesse Winker walked. Jose Iglesias popped out to second for the first out. Tyrone Taylor was looking for a breakout. He yanked an 0-2 pitch foul, but the next one was in play to add to the Mets' lead.
He does chase a lot, and that's what Knack's trying to make him do here on 0-2. The pitch, he lines one to left field, hooking, fair ball, base hit, going into the corner. Marte scores. Winker on his way to third. He'll be held there, pulling into second, and standing with a double is Tyrone Taylor, and the Mets have a 2-0 lead.
Two sharply hit balls in the inning. This one brought the Mets their second run of the day. Francisco Alvarez got a little over-anxious next, swung at the first pitch, popped up to short for the second out, but they walked Lindor intentionally to face Mark Vientos with the bases loaded and two out. Maybe that was the preferred choice, but Vientos is the Mets' hottest hitter this postseason, and after three strikeouts last night, wasn't about to let opportunity pass him by. He fouled off pitches to stay alive and got a break when a foul pop-up seemingly was blown foul out of play and gave him another opportunity, and the Mets an enormous boost and our turning point of the game.
Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a drive in the air, pretty well hit right center. Paez back at the track near the wall. It is gone! A grand slam for Mark Vientos on a 3-2 pitch. He clears the bases, hitting it into the pavilion in right center field. Mark Vientos with the Mets' second grand slam of the postseason, his third postseason home run, has given the Mets a 6-0 lead.
And that's the turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of Mets tickets to a future game at Citi Field. The Mets turning point of the game, sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. That was all they'd get in the second, but what a big inning it was as the Mets scored five runs in the inning on three hits and one very big grand slam. And now with a huge cushion, Manaea started the second with his third strikeout. He gave up a one-out single to Tommy Edmond and a two-out walk to Kike Hernandez. Andy Páez came up with two on and two out, and with Ohtani in the on-deck circle, took the first two pitches to get ahead 2-0, but Manaea came back with a pair of strikes and ended the inning the same way it started.
2-2 the count. Manaea sets. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Side retired. He got him with a sinker. Big strikeout. Now Ohtani will lead off the bottom of the third with the Mets leading by at least six.
And a huge moment early for Manaea to get out of the inning, as Howie mentioned. Ohtani stranded in the on-deck circle there. So that was a much different scenario for the Dodgers star. And the Mets had the 6-0 lead after two. They had threatened again in the third. Alonso singled to start the inning. Third straight inning in which the Mets led off with a hit. But Marte fouled out. Winker went down looking before Jose Iglesias singled to put two men on for Taylor, who walked to load the bases. Alvarez, though, flew out to second to end the inning, and the Mets went down without a run for the first time. Manaea came back with a 1-2-3 third, starting with a strikeout looking by Ohtani and ending with Teoscar Hernandez going down swinging. Mets got only a one-out single from Vientos in the fourth, which ended with Alonso going down looking at a breaking ball that was outside but called strike three. Manaea had back-to-back innings in which he sent down the Dodgers in order. Alvarez had come up twice with men on. He flied out and popped out and had another chance in the fifth when Taylor was grazed by a pitch to put runners on first and second with two outs, but Alvarez flew out to end the inning, flying out to center. The Dodgers struck for the first time in the bottom half of the inning as Max Muncy led off by snapping the shutout bid.
Here's the 3-1. Swing and a fly ball deep to right field. Forget it. Muncy has hit it out into the pavilion in right field, way beyond Starling Marte, who just gave it a courtesy look back. Max Muncy with a home run, the second he's hit in his career against Sean Manaea. The Dodgers are on the board, and the Mets lead is 6-1.
Muncy turned on a fastball, as you heard Howie say. Marte didn't even move in right. The Dodgers were on the board. Dodger Stadium had some life for the first time after the Dodgers had their second hit of the day. Manaea responded, getting the next hitter, Kike Hernandez, to fly to right. He notched a seventh strikeout, getting Andy Páez once again swinging, and Ohtani popped out to Alonso to end the inning, and the Mets got out of it without any further damage. The Mets were hitting the ball hard throughout the day, and Brent Honeywell in the sixth, Lindor lined one off Muncy's glove to get on, but Vientos grounded into a double play. Nimmo lined out to right, and the Mets have been quiet since their 5-run second. And Manaea then was in the bottom half of the inning, was 0-2 to Mookie Betts to start the sixth, but lost him, walking the leadoff batter. Following was another walk to Teoscar Hernandez. Freddie Freeman then hit one to Iglesias. The usually sure-handed second baseman flubbed it, and everyone was safe, and the bases were loaded. That was it for Manaea. Phil Maton would come on to face Will Smith. The Dodgers catcher popped to Iglesias for the first out. Edmund was next. He was behind 0-2, but found a way to put it in play and brought the Dodgers closer.
0-2, the count to Edmund. Maton sets. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball pulled on the ground wide of first, under Alonso and into right field for a base hit. Betts scores. Hernandez scores. Hobbling into third is Freeman. And on at first with a two-run single is Tommy Edman. And here come the Dodgers. It's now the Mets 6, the Dodgers 3. And Muncy, who has a homer in this game, will come to the plate representing the potential tying run.
Freeman was the runner at first and may have blocked Alonso's vision as the Mets' first baseman had a glance off his glove into right, bringing in two. It was now 6-3. Maton struggled with Muncy. He wasn't close on a 3-2 pitch and then walked him to load the bases for Kike Hernandez. Hernandez was the hero in Game 5 of the Dodgers' NLDS victory, but not this time around.
Mets 6, Dodgers 3, one out, last of the sixth. Maton staring in. Now comes set. A 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. Vientos bobbles it. Throws to second. One return to first. Out at first is the call if it stands. A very close play. A hard slide at second by Muncy. And everybody waiting around. I'll tell you what, to the naked eye, I kind of thought that Hernandez beat it out. And the Dodgers, I believe, are going to challenge.
Yeah, Dave Roberts has signaled for the challenge now coming out. He pointed at both second base and first base.
So the Mets turn the double play despite the bobble by Vientos and a terrific play by Alonso to stay on the bag after receiving the high throw from Iglesias. But alas, they weren't out of it yet as the Dodgers, as you heard, reviewed both the out at second and first.
The call at second is confirmed. The runner is out.
Well,
isn't that strange?
I think so, but the big story is they get the double play to end the sixth inning, and the Dodgers settle for two runs.
And that is the save of the game, brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. The Mets had a tough time in that inning defensively and surrendering a pair of walks. The Dodgers cut into the lead, but it was still 6-3 after six. The Mets wasted a one-out double by Marte in the seventh when he was stranded. Maton started the bottom of the inning but left after a one-out walk to Ohtani. Ryan Stanek came in and promptly struck out Betts and then kept things at status quo.
Stanek set. Pitch. Hit hard on the ground to third, right at Vientos. Gobbles it up, straightens, throws across in time, inning over. The Mets survive the seventh. We go to the eighth. In game two, Mets 6, Dodgers 3.
After Taylor flied out to start the eighth, Alvarez walked on a pitch clock violation and won a full count, but Lindor flew out for the second out. Vientos grounded into a fielder's choice. The defense returned in the eighth, with the Mets making several changes in the inning. The ball found Luis Angel Acuna right away when he caught a liner by Freeman on the shoe tops. Nimmo then made a great leaping catch on Smith for the second out, and then it got a little interesting. Edmund walked with two outs. Stanek remained in to face Muncy, who homered earlier. He walked as Stanek couldn't put him away, and it was the seventh walk of the day by a Met pitcher. On came Edwin Diaz for a four-out save, and first up was Kike Hernandez. The early edge went to the Mets closer.
Diaz comes set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing on a high fly ball, shallow right center, angling over is Marte. Makes the two-hand catch, side retired. Diaz gets the last out of the eighth.
A good start for Diaz, retiring Hernandez to end the inning. The Mets were still up 3 and had 3-4-5 coming up in the ninth, looking to add to the 3-run lead. Nimmo went down swinging against Edgardo Henriquez. Alonso walked and stole second when the Dodgers didn't pay him any attention. So Marte, who already had two hits today, added a big one.
3-2 the count. Henriquez sets. Alonso at second. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, base hit going into center field. Alonso rounds third. He's coming home. Throw to the plate by Páez. Head first slide. He's safe. Down to second goes Marte. Single and a run batted in. The Mets have a 7-3 lead. What a big stolen base that turned out to be by Alonso. And another clutch hit from Starling Marte. 7-3 New York here in the top of the ninth.
And that play loomed very large as Alonso slid in just ahead of the tag of Smith at the plate. If baseball's a game of inches, he was safe by maybe an inch, no more than two, as the Mets added some insurance. Winker followed with another hit, but Marte had to hold momentarily. He advanced to third, but held there, or did Marte, and Iglesias flew out to right for the second out, but not deep enough to score. The Mets right fielder Taylor then grounded into a fielder's choice to end the inning, but the Mets added another, giving Diaz a little more room to work with. Andy Páez led off the bottom of the ninth with a broken bat base hit to bring Ohtani to the plate. Páez stole second. Ohtani walked on an inside pitch on 3-2, and next was the equally dangerous Mookie Betts, but Diaz blew him away with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball for the first out, and then sent Teoscar Hernandez down swinging, and all that was left was Freddie Freeman.
It's 2-2. Diaz sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. He finally went to the slider, strikes out Freeman, and the Mets have evened up the National League Championship Series at one game apiece. Edwin Diaz picks up the save, and the Mets have gotten just what they wanted in California, a split at Dodger Stadium. Now they head home for three straight at Citi Field.
Diaz gets the save. He was terrific in the ninth and really went to work with his fastball, and as Howie mentioned, went to the off-speed stuff to get Freeman, ultimately to get the victory. 7-3 was the final. Diaz gets the save, his second, working four outs, throwing 29 pitches, and Sean Manaea gets the win. Ryan Brazier takes the loss.